I've had to turn it live now. This won't be on the episode, but I have to turn it live because the feed's not going to kick in. And this gives people that actually do show up to listen live, it gives them something a little shitty extra to listen to.
Bonus.
Shitty extras.
I think there's at least three people here.
See, there's three.
Yeah, that's Smoke, Mark, and you.
Where's my straw? There it is.
Well, our friend Lance
is on here. He's
searching. Lance Langford said he's going to try to put it on for a group of people that he's got at his house right now.
Lance, don't do that. Unless you're torturing them for information, then turn it up.
Where is the end button? I'm going to turn this feed off based on that information.
See you in 6 months, folks. Bye.
And, Myron, Mr. Myron Schmidt, was double-checking that it was still on TuneIn, as well as...
I thought you were about to say, as well, you know. Myron Schmidt was checking TuneIn, as well, you know, Duncan.
Very well.
Like, I don't know fuck all. I've been drinking all day. I'm pissed.
And
Andrew, a Scottish word.
Andrew Leslie.
Oh, that's my boy.
Oh, Andrew's my motherfucker. I love Andrew. Andrew's my main motherfucker.
I know. That guy.
This show has been gone and Andrew has been communicating. That's a long way of saying communicating with me and Danny. We've been rapped out our fucking, honestly, man, that man has made me love rap more than I did when I was doing this show every week.
I'm telling you, he can find the good one. You just reminded me when you did that, when I was playing Friday the 13th the other night. I don't remember who was on there. It was someone else on there from the show or one of the other shows. Somebody was on there. But this little motherfucking kid, he was sitting there and he kept yelling at this guy. He's like, yo, start it up. Google executive, Google executive. I'm like, dude, that's Google Executive. Like, I don't understand where the fuck this kid went to school, but it was horrible shit, man. I wanted to tell him, but as you guys know, I don't pay for a mic, so I don't have a mic. Yeah. I couldn't tell
him. I'm not allowed to play Friday the 13th anymore because I found myself inadvertently shouting abuse at American players. And it's not fair. It's not fair because I was correcting them. I was correcting them into UK talk so that they were screaming like at their colleagues when I was Jason. They were like that. Get the gas can. Get the gas can. I was like... Petrol canister. That doesn't work. I was like, petrol, not gas. Petrol. And, you know, that doesn't work. Also, I do my own sound effects, even though the players in the game hear... I'm like that. I do that sound effect whenever I'm getting near someone. I'm like... And I'm like that. No, they're already... I've stopped playing it. Instead, what I've decided to do is give up on technology, including anything... to do with Skype. I don't even know how I'm on this call. Don't know how I sound.
Are you going rogue?
You're steam powered.
Lance says he hears us. We are. The channel is still running, even after the dark ages of BOTW. For those not in the know, that's Breath of the Wild.
What I want from everyone in this fucking chat room, everyone in this call, everyone in the show, is a congratulations for my new job.
Yeah,
since the last time I spoke to you all, I have been hired by a company called Tesla Nova Corp. There's nothing sinister at all about that.
Yeah.
I'm doing internet security for them.
Dirty
Everything's going to be fine.
You motherfucker.
You've always had a place in your heart for the Pacific Northwest, haven't you?
Well, I'm doing the Scottish version, which is the cold northeast.
I mean, that all makes a lot of sense.
Very similar. We have a same kind of glum outlook on things. It rains a lot. A lot of serial killers here. But I'm working for this company. Nothing shady at all about them. I just want to say I will not hear a bad word on this show mentioned against Tesla Nova Corp because I will sue. I will Donald Trump sue everyone in this motherfucker. That's all I'm saying. Every single one of you. It's great. It's the best. It's the best. It's the greatest. Greatest thing ever.
A guy who claims to have a PhD just appeared online.
China!
Who's the guy that claims to have a PhD? Is that Dr. Dark?
It might be that Dr. Dark.
Where's that guy? I don't know where he's at.
Dr. D.
He's trapped in our group chat. He told me I'm here.
Yeah, he said, I'm here. I'm queer.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he said that part.
He's trapped in it? He got something like Poltergeist or some shit?
Let's get old William Shatner in here.
Trapped in the closet.
Duncan. Oh, man, you lucky people that get to hear all the shite.
All the shart.
Shite.
All the William Shartner.
William Shartner. Here he is. He's right here. Just beamed him in. What's up, Dark?
You be up, Scotty.
What's up, Dark?
I forgot. Scotty's Irish.
Shatner's not, you know, totally American, is he?
No, he's Canadian.
I believe he's Canadian.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
I believe he's Martian.
He's from Dannytown. Dannytown.
I like the name of that, Dannytown.
I would love to live in Dannytown.
You already do some days. You already do. That's all I'm going to say. Just leave it right there.
All I'm going to say about
that. That's all I'm going to say. Dr. Dark, when are you going to change that creepy profile picture? Yeah, I cannot handle
the profile. Honestly,
it's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's horrible. It? Don't never do it again.
I don't know. It's like you mixed with
It's like the looking through the peephole at one of the worst home invasions ever.
At this stage now, is there any need for you not to put up your real face? You're so beautiful.
Come on.
You're beautiful.
Jesus,
beautiful, it's true.
Duncan's
I actually
want to
change that one because my face looked a lot fatter in that picture.
Yeah, you're a skinny mini now, eh?
Dude, it's not even your face. That's Brad Pitt's face. Why are you... Don't pretend like that.
Dr. Dark, if you've got it flaunted, that's all I'm saying. Got it flaunted.
What's up, David Watson? David Watson's here. William Shartner. Yes, David, if you knew the story behind William Shartner, it would... even funnier to you, I promise.
Can we get the story behind William Shartner?
You don't want the story behind it.
I really do.
I think Duncan really
does. It's been about 6 months since I spoke online. We just kind of wanted to happen.
Come on, Dark. Give something special to the people that did come up.
Yeah, hashtag follow through.
Yeah, come on. Oh, he followed through.
That day.
Prairie dogging. Hashtag prairie dogging.
No.
Touch the cloth.
The other day, since I am a hustler and have
reading a hustler.
Were you reading hustler or are you a hustler?
I am a hustler.
Oh, God.
Hustler.
So as I was, you know, going between my different occupations for the day, I picked up a little small gig in between my two larger ones. And in the process of performing said gig, I sharted.
God, dude.
Can you explain what a shart is to the layman? To the
who doesn't know what a shart is?
In case anybody doesn't know.
Ooh, I tried to fart and I shit. I mean, what?
I just wanted to hear you say that.
That's gross, Mark. That's fucking gross.
And it wasn't like a log either. It was that.
Jesus Christ.
So Jackson Pollock, was it? Yeah.
There's alcohol on my nose. Son of a bitch. It burns.
Oh. Goddamn Picasso on my pants.
Oh, Dr. Dark. That's a good way to come back.
It was worth it just to come back.
What's great is that he tried to attack me because I was going to be drinking. He's like, oh, there goes the highbrow show we were shooting for. And I mean, he comes in and talks about shit in his pants. And we haven't even started the show yet. We haven't even started yet.
You guys forced me to.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that Duncan said, can we get.
Yeah. Shit my pants. You forced me to tell the story.
We didn't force you to tell the story. Duncan said, can we hear behind the bit? And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I shit my pants. I mean, we didn't really have to poke and prod you, dude. You were pretty willing to give us that story. You wanted to talk about it. Come on, just be truthful.
I really didn't.
First episode back, be truthful. You wanted to talk about it. You wanted to talk about shit in your pants.
I really didn't.
I would have never guessed that.
How did you handle it? No, that's a bad question. Let's reword it.
You don't want to know that part. You don't want to know how that part
that's
goes.
A real bad one.
Not with gloves.
Yeah. How did you continue on with the rest of your working day? Do you carry spears?
No. Luckily, this small little gig I picked up was only like an hour and a half's worth of work, and it was near my house. So,
hey, Mr. Booksmarts over here thought it would be a good idea to wipe his ass with Clorox bleach rags he had in his car. Tell him how bad of an idea that could have been.
I mean, it was the only thing I had available.
If razor blades are the only thing you have available, you don't wipe your ass with razor blades. You just let it dry, you know? Like a mud house. Just let it dry. Who cares?
Like mud house.
I'm sure it did.
Lance just threw up a Shart Week meme in the group.
Oh, that's perfect. That's super topical. Isn't it Shark Week coming up? Isn't it Shark Week now?
It sure is.
Oh, that guy definitely sharted, though. Yeah. It kind of looks like Wolfman Lucas, though, when he sharted himself. I think that is his picture, actually.
No, that guy looks too clean to be Wolfman.
Some things never change.
Horror
show.
Oh, man.
It's true. I mean, if I told the truth that I shit my pants, I can certainly tell the truth about that he's a dirty individual.
I'm so glad this isn't.
Oh, that's such a fucking weird way of saying things. He is a dirty individual. Just call him a rotten bastard and be done with it.
Dr. Dark, you son of a bitch. You make this hard. You can't make this hard. We gotta start this thing, dude.
I'm gonna make it hard.
No, we need to try to sound a little bit different, or you know, the people that listen now are gonna be like, don't download it. It sounds just the same. They don't clean anything up. It's all the same dumb shit that they were spouting off, you know, for the 2 hours they were here. We gotta get into this thing, right? Dr. Dark, we gotta do it the right way. You told us if we didn't get it right this time, we were all fired for good, right? You said we got no more chances, especially Mark, because this was definitely his 3 strikes. He said the rest of us, it was 2. Mark's on thin goddamn ice. That's all I know.
That's why I'm shutting the fuck up over here.
That's a red flag. No, because when you shut up, he yells at you. When you shut up, he tells you you're not, you know, contributing. And then when you contribute, he tells you you're being a dick. Go the fuck on.
There's no win.
It's a paradox.
Well, in all fairness, Dr. Dark will ask him to do like one movie every like 7 months. And Mark's like, you know, I thought about watching it, but then aliens like ate waffles on my front lawn and the cops showed up. And it's always some goddamn Jerry Springer story with Mark. I mean, there's always some. It can't just be I fucking forgot I didn't have time. 100 million things happen to Mark in any given day of the fucking week. It's insane. I couldn't live that life. Kudos to you, Mark. You live a Johnny Adventure life.
It's taking its toll.
I can tell. You posted a picture to the group earlier, you know, from the waist down, you know, and you look pretty beaten up here lately, dude. It's rough.
Yeah. Gray pubes.
I know. I can't believe they're graying like that, man. You were right. That shit looks rough.
Look like steel wool.
It does. It looks like that, you know, wool bright shit. Pad. Yeah, Brillo pad. There you go. That's what it is.
I usually think of that as like ethnic pubes.
Oh, so, God damn it. Get it all out now, will you? The fuck?
Ethnic pubes and what was it? A dirty individual? What's going on? Dark, dude.
What? I had a little tequila with dinner.
Really? It made you half PC. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
I think everybody's here had a little bit to drink, Dr. Dark. That's not an excuse.
I've had everything to drink. Scotland's dry at the moment.
I'm about to go fix another drink.
Tea from Sonic.
What is a Sonic? You have Sonics down there? That is a stupid place.
What? Sonic is awesome. Okay.
I hate
it. I like Sonic. I love their cherry limeades and their tots.
Is that a hyena laughing in the background?
What is that squeaky?
I don't know. It's not me. It's not me this time.
It sounds like one of those, like, you know.
Smoke's jacking it.
Listen, you guys hear it? It's like. It sounds like we're.
That's not the noise.
It sounds like we're in, like, a Christmas horror movie and someone's knocked over the stocking and the little robot's like. on the ground. What the fuck is going on here? It's crazy.
Wait, I think it stopped.
It did. Oh, my God.
It did. It heard you. It heard you talking about it.
It's really creepy. What's going on here?
It's best just to let him finish.
The podcast is haunted. Hey, you know, I know it's way before October, but because we're going to start doing these podcasts, you know, we're talking about podcasts and short story and all that stuff, Dr. Dark should do what his whole idea was, I think, for October. Oh, there it is again. There's a little robot. I think he should write and narrate his own little.
I don't need to write them. There's plenty of lemons out there already.
I think people want it.
Lemons. Oh, that'd be the greatest fucking thing.
What's he calling it? A flicker in the dark? Is that what Darren named it? A flicker in the dark?
Yeah.
Can we have the Are You Afraid of the Dark logo, only it's like a dick with the light coming out of it, like the little candlelight?
A flicker in the dark is also the name of Dark Sex Tape. Lasts exactly 2.5 minutes, and that's including credits before and after.
Yeah, it came on the special edition of Hot Nights in Havana. That was his first big debut. So he's one of his ethnic fellas that he likes to talk about.
his jam band, the Ethnic Cubes.
Yeah, they were all very dirty individuals.
You should see the Dr. Dark edition of Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Oh, Jesus.
Dave T. Watson says, can we have a flicker in the short?
I want to hear. I mean, if you listen long enough, David, you'll hear it at least once every episode. He does have a flicker in the short. He almost shit his pants every episode. And if you listen real closely, you can hear this. Just it spits out somewhere, and then you'll know because Dr. Dark, like a 7-year old, is like,
yeah, he refuses to hit mute. Everyone else would mute that.
A
shit.
Fart is
not,
like
not Dark.
A fart is like a kryptonite to Dr. Dark. I mean, it destroys. Even when he tried to get super serious and give us that, like, what was the first thing he did? A whisper in the dark, knowledge in the dark, smarts in the dark, whatever that fucking segment he was doing, where he tried to be real, you know, super smart. He farted on that. He blew the whole fucking thing.
He's got like a 10-minute dialogue, and we're about halfway through it. No, he hears.
Oh wait,
and then giggling.
That wasn't. That's right. Never mind. That wasn't the fart that messed that up. That's because the music track ended and it moved on to Jurassic Park. And he's trying to read the story. It's amazing. He's like, In 1987, blah, 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 and it's just wah, 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 wah. And he's getting so mad. I mean, clearly that's why we weren't around for 6 months. Dark got really mad about the reaction to that, and, you know, all hell broke loose. It's all VH1 behind the music shit. We can't talk about it, but I don't know why. This is kind of the behind the stuff, so I don't know why we can't talk about it here, but we can't. It's not safe. Not safe. All right, so I think we should start.
Yeah, I'll read some lemons in October.
I mean, we can't start the show because... I can't seem to get it done. I need a drink first.
Drink. What are you drinking?
Suntan lotion.
What? Love that suntan lotion.
Yeah, so some sort of coconut rum.
There we go. See, that's it. Something in it. Yep.
And you put the lime in the coconut.
Yeah, something so I don't stay hungover till, you know, like 7 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, since I'm an old man.
He's drinking sake.
Dude, I don't think I can handle sake. I can't handle...
It's nasty as shit.
I can't handle any alcohol anymore, though. I just can't do it. Alcohol just doesn't work for me. The older I've gotten, I just can't do it. Can't do it. This is a special thing.
That does not fill me with confidence if I decide I want to come to Virginia next year and get pissed.
No, I mean, we can do that. I can get drunk to the point where I throw my jacket away in a fucking restaurant or a nightclub.
Let's do that.
Let's do it. I've done it before. Let's do it.
Eat my jacket, taste my jacket.
I mean, it was fucking snowing outside and shit, and I'm just like, hey, man, fuck this jacket, man. I don't
it's
want this shit.
Here.
You don't need no stinking jackets.
That was hot nights in Havana. That's how that started.
He had it wrapped around his waist like he was on his period, and then he took it off. It in the trash can.
That's bullshit and not completely correct. A couple years ago, when I used to get really, really drunk, you know how some people get like angry drunk and shit like that? I turn into like Eddie Vedder 90s drunk, and I start like wearing like big Timberland boots with shorts and a flannel wrapped around my waist, and I just go 90s. I can't help it. It just happens. Fuck you, Dr. Dark. I mean, let's talk about what happens when you drink. You start making all the men uncomfortable. You think it's okay to pinch their butts and shit like you're in some damn, you know, football locker room, and it's not comfortable. I mean, Mark was okay with it, but you saw what happened. That guy at the hotel thought you guys were going up there to bang or some shit. I mean, that's embarrassing. You guys can't be.
You told me just one person in your room.
He was mad. He was mad
at
Mark.
Now you have three men in your room.
He's like, I can't believe this. I've rented out to some fucking male prostitute. Mark's bringing all kinds of guys up to his room.
You've been here 5 minutes. You already brought two guys in.
Yeah, they're coming from a fucking horror convention. There's werewolves coming up to his room, vampires. Mark's fucking everything up there, man.
Everything.
It's like a True Blood fan fiction script.
Well, of course, because all that fast fucking that goes on True Blood, I mean, they can, you know, Mark could knock out like 300 people in 2 hours. Jesus Christ. Think about how many people Dark could knock out in that amount of time. Like the entire world. Dark could fuck the entire world. He'd be like, fuck a clause. He goes around on December 26th and fucks everybody. We're going to make shirts with Dr. Dark's face on him calling fuck a clause.
Oh,
Dr. Dark, are you ready to start this highbrow show?
Yeah,
I think
I'm ready.
Oh, have you now? All of a sudden, now you're all quiet and ready.
Fucking claws.
A good doctor.
Here comes fucking claws. Here comes fucking claws. And fucking claws, lady.
Oh, God, Darren. Oh, it's Dr. Dark. Holy shit. Oh, man. Go over to the Facebook group, Dr. Dark. Darren posted a picture. That's definitely you, dude. That's definitely you. Oh, God. That's great.
Yeah, I just see getting drunk and pinching butts.
Getting drunk and pinching. David. Oh, God damn, David Watson.
Dave T. Watson says, and everyone thinks I'm insane, laughing in my house at Fucker Claws. Oh, it's the greatest thing ever. Fucker Claws is the greatest thing ever.
Oh, God. All right, yeah, Dr.
Danny, you have won the internet, sir.
It's the suntan lotion. It's the only thing that works anymore.
I'll need a list of approved photos that can be used for Fuck a Claws.
Oh, I'm gonna sit. We're gonna put that big fucking Brad Pitt fuck up face he's got going there. We're gonna tuck it behind a white puby brillowy beard, and he's gonna be Fuck a Claws. We're gonna find the dirtiest picture we can of this motherfucker.
Why do I have Brillo pubes? Ethnic Brillo pubes on my face?
Because you started the myth like 10 minutes ago, you know, you created that. I'm just adding it to it. I can do what I want. I can do what I want. What?
I think you created that.
You created the brillery poob pub thing that you're talking about or whatever. God damn it.
Poob?
See, if we could have just started the show 20 minutes ago, I was coming out all right. Now I finished my drinks and I can't get my words out properly. It's not going to be highbrow anymore. It's going to be a big piece of fucking shit.
Welcome to the Fuck a Claws cast.
God. We might as well just change the name to that because that's what's going to come out now. Holy fucking shit. Oh, my God. I don't.
Shit. Here comes Fuck a Claws. I'll scrub your brillo pad, pee.
You dumb motherfucker. There is somebody that's like, well, there was somebody letting people in his living room listen to this. I promise you they're not now. Jesus fucking Christ. What in the fuck? Oh, shit. I promise you there's an episode somewhere in here. Underneath all these turds, there's a diamond in there somewhere.
Somewhere.
More like a butt plug. It ain't no goddamn diamond. I don't know who the fuck I'm kidding. Holy shit.
It's a definite jewel of some kind.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Smoke is now on the internet with his fucking claws picture.
Oh, no.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
I wish we could share that one, but I know we can't.
No,
that's the greatest thing that's ever been posted. Oh, man, that's us peaked. We have peaked so early.
Oh, God.
That's us done, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been awesome. This has been the Midnight Horror.
Oh,
so
shit.
It sucks we can't share that.
You know, fuck. I've got one of those same pictures with Baz's face on there somewhere.
Oh, no. Keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself. Yeah,
it was from this past Christmas. I didn't use it, but I was looking for shit I had backed up in Dropbox. I was shit. For some reason, I was making Santa Baz's.
Oh, that's Dropbox.
You got a lot of shit backed up in your Dropbox.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh. Care for your Dropbox by shards.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no. Now, that one can be posted, though, right? Because that's just your profile picture.
Oh, he's got a mankini on. Amazing.
With his white brillo pubes, or his poobs. His brillo poobs. Look at those poobs.
You know what I love about that photo is right down at the crotch area. That's just a smiley face. You know, it's just happy.
Oh, God, Dr. Dark. What in the fuck, dude? That shit's
How
ridiculous.
How did all my chest hair?
How did you get it, like, laser removed? I don't know. God,
I'm getting ready to post it, and it automatically tagged Dr. Dark.
Dr.
Dark,
yo,
just for the avoidance of doubt, Dr. Dark, that's not you in the picture. So when you're talking about your hairy chest, that's not your chest. Just letting you know, just in case there's confusion.
I think
just
you
in
got...
case you like whip your top off and look in the mirror, that is not, it's a meme.
He got tricked. I mean,
you want me to should I untag you?
No, so oh my God. Darren, no.
Tag him.
Tag if him. You're putting it in the Facebook group, it won't show up on my timeline.
Dude, okay, cool.
Who cares if it does? What is he so worried about?
Oh. I'm not worried about anything. I log into this thing like 3 times a year.
Oh, God. Just to fire us. That's the 3 times that you decide to fire us. Jesus, like, Lord.
He's like, I forgot my password. Reset password. Set new password. That's excellent, right? That's me finally logged in. What's this? 17 messages and 75 notifications, but that is not important. What is important is who's getting fucked. Mark's off the show, and then when I log in next time, Duncan. After that, Smoke. No one is safe.
Dr. Dark is like the Unicron of fucking bosses in podcast world. He just really eats us like little planets, and we're all running and screaming and getting devoured. And
is that like a mixed up unicorn?
You would think a unicorn.
Oh, Unicron, he's like that. He's like, the matrix of power has been passed to Ultra Magnus.
Ultra Magnus.
Is that what he's like?
Ultra Magnus was kind of a bitch, though. Whatever.
Ultra Magnus was a waste of fucking space.
It should have been Hot Rod all along. I don't know why it took so long
Prime.
To get there.
That's all I'm saying.
I know.
It'd be even more awesome if Scotland's national animal was Unicron.
That's what we wanted, but unfortunately when that animal was selected, robots hadn't been invented yet, and neither had the Transformers. Had it happened slightly later, then we would have had Unicron, the Planet Eater.
Autocorrect fucked that up for you, huh?
Yeah. We really just want, like, everything that comes out of Scotland should be voiced by Orson Welles.
Just that would be awesome. I gotta go get another drink now. This is not going so well. I'm gonna get a drink.
Oh, look.
It's actually going amazingly, but
when he's leaving the room, who would have guessed?
I didn't need a drink until you started
like
talking about.
Been away.
Yeah, well, you know, this is not supposed to be a live show. All right, it's gonna all this wonderfulness will get cut down. Okay.
Oh, good. So
it'll
then
be we'll... a 10-minute show where we're actually serious about shit.
Right now, we're shooting for like an hour, 17-minute show to maybe an hour, somewhere in between 17 minutes and an hour is how long the show will probably.
Oh, we can do that. That's fine.
I think it's probably going to be. At the 17-minute mark.
It's probably going to be like an hour and 57 minutes because you're going to be too lazy to actually post it.
Well, yeah, what we should do is do the Halloween show now.
This is
the Halloween.
That's why we're drinking, dumbass. That's what we said to drink. This is the Halloween show. We
Lance,
only drink in
Lance
Halloween.
Lance has raised a valid point. Where are all the women? Where's Duncan's angels?
Well,
you take 6 months off and people get other things in their life. It's unacceptable.
Yeah. I mean, they find other podcasts, you know? Other ones
life
that are
finds a way.
Younger.
Jeff Goldblum said so.
They're younger. They're more produced.
They find
they can go
else
longer is- than we can, oh, all right? We they can go a lot longer than we can record. You know, these kids can record circles around us. So, you know, the women want the younger podcasts. So,
well, and maybe nobody believed us until we actually did it. And
did any of us believe it until we actually did it?
Super faithful few.
Dude, up until 5 minutes before the show started, I was still like convinced it wasn't happening.
My power went out
like,
last
sure
night, and I knew this wasn't
going
to happen.
The
I was like, "I'm done."
Of course, and I'm doing air quotes because I'm being sarcastic.
I know, but see, it's going to be wonderful because here in just a couple minutes, other than the slurring and the inability to pronounce words, they're going to hear a whole new side of the show when we click it over, and they'll go, "Oh man, see, that's why I showed up for the live. I got to hear all the cool, funny," and then they got down to business.
Let's get down to business.
Now, see, that's what's going to actually happen, and then we won't be able to, because then we're going to go off on a whole.
In town, let's shut this shit down. Kill these clowns. Can I get a witness?
No, stop him. He's not even in the same room. I don't know why I'm saying that. Someone kill him.
Well, the only one here that can do it is my 6-year-old. So.
Oh, it happened in Pet Sematary. It happened in Pet Sematary. That bitch
better
got torn
up. Better
watch
those Achilles tendons.
Oh, man.
Hide the scalpel.
Dr. Dark can't find his Achilles.
Or his scalpel.
Yeah,
or his scalpel.
Or his penis.
You don't want to go down that
road. Or his penis.
It's somewhere underneath his cankles.
Hey. It looks like we got Mr. Court Psyops in the Facebook group.
Nice, Court. What's up, Court?
High court. I don't know why I said it like that.
I don't know why you said it like
hey,
that.
Hey,
call
you,
me.
You guys have a special little man crush thing going on.
I think he loves me. I can't blame him. I'm hung like a horse. And I can go, ow, night long. Which like, is a lie.
Night long. See, this is where you slice that in. That's when you play that on the, when you do the editing, Danny. Put the music behind him.
He doesn't really do that.
Oh, God bless you, Dan. Dan's like that. Daniel put in some music. That's never going to happen. You're a crazy man.
You know, I'm obsessed with throwing sound bites all throughout my fucking show. So, trying to make everybody else do it so I don't sound crazy.
You have a show, Darren? I didn't know this. What's your show called?
Oh, it is called the Psychosemantic Podcast, sir. Better known as the Psychosemantic Cast. So much so that I think I need to change its name.
Just drop it like it's up.
Is it available on iTunes and Stitcher?
It sure is. It sure is. And
a handful of people rate and review that show. Is that a good?
I've got 4 reviews, and that's pretty cool. But yeah, I do, sir. And I hear you have a show or two yourself.
Who? Me?
Who?
Well, definitely Duncan.
Hello, I have the Midnight Horror Show on that.
You've done like 5 shows today.
He doesn't want to associate himself with any of his real shows from the
Shut up.
Can't really talk about my shows.
I'm all about this show. And everyone went quiet. They're like, yeah, that's a lie.
Well, I'm telling you, Danny left the room, I can tell. Even though I'm not there.
All right, let's grab it over here. I'm here.
Yeah, I want to go grab a drink, too, at some point, but I don't know what I'm going to get.
Just quality content. The people are tuning in.
Tune in. Tune in, people.
Tuning in on the tune-in.
Twist those knobs.
Thanks, Lance. Lance threw up one of my graphics in the group. That was nice, because I'm a shitty self-promoter.
Yeah.
Every time you say Lance threw up something, I think, like,
God damn it, Lance.
I'm thinking that something on the show has actually caused someone to vomit. And that wouldn't
No, it happens. Happens from time to time after time.
I peaked on the show on time. I don't think that ever made it to the air. Much like
it was a live show, and Danny made you puke because he made you like view things that were absolutely fucking horrendous, but didn't make me puke. So I don't know what that says about me.
Oh, is that when he was showing cysts and things? Like, being so popped like, open?
But I see the thing since then, I've become obsessed with videos of this, like, a YouTube channel called Dr. Pimple Popper. It's the most satisfying thing to watch, is just things getting extracted from people painfully.
That's disgusting.
Man, and I had no idea I found it entertaining until Danny brought it to me, and I was like, this is really interesting. There's a whole channel. I need to watch them all.
Oh, but if you could smell it, like the coming out. Oh.
Dr. Pipple Popper is the shit.
See, he knows.
That is all. That's where some of those videos came from back then. Oh my God, it's so gross.
Yeah, all I remember is Danny was like, oh, look, it looks like cream cheese like you'd have in your bagel. And we heard in the background.
Could you imagine the smell of that stuff? Oh my God. Oh,
that's what I just said, if you had been in the room.
I was out. I heard you on the TuneIn app. Everything was coming in clear. And Danny's clearly left the room, even though I'm not there. I can tell he's left the room because I can smell his scent. Fucking weirdo. Go shart yourself. All right. Let's do it. Let's do this. Let's try to do this.
We can do this. Everyone, like Voltron, let's come together.
All right, here we go. Let's
come together.
Yeah, see?
Right now. For me.
All right.
Come together over me. All over me.
Oh, come on now. Jesus Christ almighty.
Bukkake.
Your stupid combines.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Me.
All right, here we go. Rawr! Okay. So this
tip of my tongue, my teeth, and my lips.
Chrysanthemum geranium.
Aluminum linoleum.
Pat's Pop Shop.
The human torch was refused a bank loan.
Toy boat.
Toy boat. World Wide Web. All right, we're
good. Lion face. Lemon face.
Mark Ball likes cock in the winter. Good, I'm all worked out now.
The handbrake on my vehicle was insecure.
Because it was in Mark's sphincter. No, I shouldn't have gone after Mark Inhart. In Smoke's sphincter. Smoke's sphincter. There we go. That even works better. That's a good way to go. All right. Smoke's sphincter. Maybe that's how we should just start the show with Smoke's sphincter, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. No, we're not going to. That's a horrible way to start. All right.
One more. Smoke likes to think he's a libertarian, but he's actually a Democrat.
Ooh.
Where did that come from?
I thought you were going to say an asshole, but.
I'm saying is Hillary Clinton for 2020. Woo!
Wait a minute. Isn't Dwayne The Rock Johnson running? Who's not going to vote
Hill
for
dog,
The Rock?
Hell dog. Right,
Dwayne Johnson is taking it.
I want The Rock to take it. Are you kidding me? I want him to rock bottom some motherfuckers. Yeah.
Can you imagine him signing executive orders going, if you smell, ow!
It would be amazing.
Kid Rock may be passing bills for Dwayne Johnson to sign.
Shut up. Kid Rock is not going anywhere. All right. He can bah with the bah all the way back to that dead city of Detroit. Fucking dumbass motherfucker. I hate that son of a bitch. Everyone's like, but his country's good, though. What? Nothing about that guy is good. Shut up.
No, he's made a career off ripping off other songs. Everyone's like, that American Badass song's really good. And I was like, yeah, Metallica won the rip back. And I was like, well, what about that one where he did that song? And I was like, yeah, that one where it's...
The Werewolves of Alabama?
Yeah, Werewolves of Alabama and Sweet Home Alabama in the same song. It's just like, I'll just combine the two of them together. And I'll just rap over the top of it. And I'm using rap in air quotes because that's not what it is.
He's such clever. a dirty rapist. God, what a jerk. Guy just rapes every great song and just fucks it all over.
Didn't he have like a sex tape with Fred Durst?
Yeah, it was called the
sex tape with Fred Durst.
Yeah, it was called the hot dog flavored water.
I'm on the outside.
I'm pushing in.
That was Steve.
Maybe it's
that was the liquid starfish.
But didn't they do a song together?
Chocolate. What? Yeah, dude, shut up about that song.
It's going, do you know where you are?
If only we could fly.
Yo.
I hate that motherfucker. He sets up. Oh, he's so stupid. He'd walk out with Dave Matthews saying that dumb shit. He'd be over there like, oh, tripping Billies. And he'd come out and be like, yo, yo. I can't deal with him and his antics at all. I just can't. He is such a fucking...
His goddamn shenanigans.
It is. He's just, that's all he is. He's just DJ shenanigans. Can't take him. It's weird.
Well, I mean, he's been trying different things and smoking funny things and...
Oh Lord!
Making love out by the lake to his favorite songs.
Would you quit talking about the dumb motherfucker, man? Look at him walk around in his green sparkly pants. He looks like the fucking wheel from Price is Right when you get to the good money. He looks so stupid. I hate that guy.
That's not an accident, man.
He's money pants. He's old spin the wheel money pants.
Didn't Rod Roddy wear things like that too?
Who's Rod Roddy?
Rod Rodman.
Who's Rod Roddy?
The
announcer for The Price is Right.
Come on down.
The big gay guy that stood up at the back corner of the room.
Oh, I always just thought that was the fat guy from Mad TV.
His name is Rod Roddy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sure.
I'm fairly sure Dr. Dark did an impression of him once, and it was about ended me, so let's not do that again.
I'm sure Dr. Dark had like posters of him in his room when he was a kid. He's all about you. I mean, he had New Kids on the Block
it
toys.
It was all like, hello. Said,
down.
Wait, I just looked this up. It's Scott Stapp and Kid Rock in a sex tape.
Whoa, what?
Stop. Oh, no. What arms were open.
Something's wide open. It's fucking
My
Scott Stapp's.
Wide open.
When you are with me, I'm free.
When you come in me.
Oh God.
Me and Smoke one day will have the Ultimate Dream, which is a spin-off Creed only podcast.
Oh, I wish you guys would.
Where we dress in leather trousers and wear wife beaters with wind machines blowing in our long flowing locks while we on the air talk about the finer points of Scott Stapp every episode.
I would love to hear all of that.
At the beginning we counted down like 10, 9, 8, 7. Cause you are here with me.
Oh God. Scott Stapp. Fucking bunch of, are we gonna, oh my God.
If anybody's still in the group, thanks for listening to 45 minutes of this.
I know, really.
We've been talking for 45 minutes. Fuck off.
No, it's true.
Have we even started yet?
No, we haven't started yet.
Well, what are you waiting for? You're the only one.
Started with a shark. I don't know if you knew that.
Dr. Dark, how dare you sit there and tell me that I haven't started it yet?
Oh, God.
Fucking Smoke, you dumb motherfucker. Jesus Christ. What a dumbass.
I'm dead. I'm dying.
Oh, God.
You know, it's time to stop when Dark gives us that uncomfortable laugh. Is like, all right, guys, settle it down and fucking pick it up. Danny won't start the goddamn show.
It's hard to fucking harness lightning, my friend.
I know. And every time I do try to start it, Dark, you find a way to sing a show tune about it. You're like, on with the show now, la, 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 and you start singing on me. How can I do anything about that?
It's like, Danny, please start the show, because I am ready to be in the limelight. Because I was born to podcast.
I'm ready for my close-up.
That's from Flicker in the Dark, the musical.
Oh, God.
To Broadway next year.
Yeah, it's like a Gallagher show. Only gallons of jizz all over the crowd.
Yeah, there's a splatter zone. First one.
God's spreading your pubes.
Unlike other shows, though, no ponchos will be given. You're taken right in the face.
No, Dark's like, open your mouths. Get ready for this 60-minute show. He just fires off.
No. I remember, when I was 16, and back in the day, because showing my age here, back in the day when porn wasn't read, well, it was available online, but we had dial-up back then, which meant that if you wanted to see a picture of tits, it took about 10 minutes to download, and no one had time for that. So you used to pass, your friends used to pass VHS tapes, copied tapes of porn, and I remember getting this one, and it was, this French guy plowing this pregnant woman. In the ass, and once you've been drilling her for a wee while, it's like, opens your mouth! Opens your mouth!
Ouvrez la bouche! Ouvrez la bouche!
Literally just fucking cemented her face with semen.
Oh my God! Why did you describe it like that, Stephen King? Good
it looked,
God!
It looked like a painter's radio, just like, fucking, you know what I mean?
It's fucking
speckled to fuck. That's
crazy shit. I don't know if I told you guys this, but my my best friend growing up and the guy that I've actually been in most of my bands with, his dad was a cartoonist for Hustler.
Oh, no shit.
From 1970 till about a couple years ago.
That's Dr. Doc's dream job.
He even got one of our CDs reviewed in a Hustler at one point because somebody took it at a Christmas party. But he got a free issue for everyone he ever drew in. So the looking for porn thing. It's kind of weird to me, people that are afraid of clowns, because I grew up next to some circus clowns. But we just had to go out into the garage to this Cadillac-sized trunk full of porn and pry it open for the person with the smallest arm to, reach in and pull out a couple magazines and hand them out to the kids, and we'd scatter. We'd scatter back home.
Yeah, but Hustler porn's a little bit different. I mean, if you get Playboy, it's airbrush titties. Here's a little bit of bush. Here's a vagina. Hustler is here's my tampon. I'm swinging it in the air. There's blood everywhere, and my vagina is wrapped around a fire hydrant. I mean, that shit is extreme.
Why is this guy with some sort of porno peddling Robin Hood? Is that what you're telling me?
It's like we stole.
Oh, he didn't tell us where it was. We just found it.
It's like, the God, city deserves a porn hero.
I don't know
someone
how we
eating
got
crisps or is Dr. Dot laughing?
What?
What?
That wasn't me this time.
It's like the old-fashioned Velcro laugh.
It's the squeaky, creepy toy from the beginning of the recording.
It is. So what's going to probably end up happening is we probably won't do the show, and this will have to go up in its place, and we'll be like, oh, I know we said
we're
going to
totally do the show. We still have plenty of time. Whole second hour.
We actually have totally a ton amount of time. We have a ton amount of time. We have tons.
Yeah.
Because we have
all the time in the world.
Time is
not the song I was singing, Dark, but that's fine. You
yes, it
that.
Is.
There's just been an entirely a huge lack of rap on the show.
15 minutes we've been talking.
If
it feels
I
like
could
I've been
turn
talking
back
like
time.
No.
David T. Watson wants to know, in so many words, he asked about clown porn. I'm totally misquoting him, but
oh, we
are the words clown porn.
We talked about some of this shit, didn't we?
I'm totally in it. If we're talking about clowns, we should probably talk about how amazing that It trailer was.
Ooh, yeah. Yes.
Now, talking about clown porn, I stroked myself off to that twice.
I'm rereading the book. I should be done in time for the movie to come out.
There's a lot of little kids in that trailer there, Duncan.
Your point
but
is?
It is a very good trailer, though.
What's a good trailer?
That's how you do a horror trailer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like pure 80s movie magic.
Wait, listen. You want to go watch a cool trailer? Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, I got a great trailer. Go watch the trailer on Netflix for The Worst Witch.
Oh.
You've not seen The Worst Witch?
This is the most insanely rip-off-ish Harry Potter shit I've ever seen in my entire goddamn life.
Like the Tim Curry, Fairuza Balk Worst Witch from the 80s?
No, shit, no. This is like a Netflix TV show. You guys, we've got to find the trailer. I mean, it is like... They have set down Harry Potter and shit in his face and smacked it around with their dicks. It is a blatant shit fest.
But have you seen the movie from the '80s?
No, Fairuza Balk scares the fuck out of me, so I can't watch movies with her.
Oh, I love Fairuza.
She was like 10 or 11 in this.
Yeah, that's about how she was
when
it was Return to
Oz.
It's way before
Harry Potter. She's in this movie. I think it was a kid's, there was a book, a small book series, but I had a big sister, so I've seen this movie like 5,000 fucking times. It is witches at a school run by the lady that plays Mrs. Garrett from The Facts of Life.
Oh, no!
And she's got an evil twin sister that lives in the woods with other witches. And Fairuza Balk is like the worst witch and whatever the fuck. But Tim Curry...
She's the worst witch.
Tim Curry is, I think they call him the Grand Wizard in a really bad kind of use of words, but he's like the head warlock and he shows up and he does a trippy 80s song about Halloween. And there's about 10 songs in the movie. That's from the early 80s.
Oh my God, I gotta find this crazy.
I'm the Grand Wizard.
I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. That's the last place I saw it. But it was from like 1982 or 85 or something like that. But, yeah.
I'm sold. You said Fairuza Balk and Tim Curry in the same movie there.
Yep. But, yeah, there's flying on broomstick class. Like the lady that teaches flying has like a Spider-Man kind of witch's outfit. It's weird.
What you're telling me is J.K. Rowling ripped the fuck out of this.
That's what it sounds like.
It might sound like that.
It may sound like that, but for litigation purposes, I am not saying that. Yeah.
I will say allegedly.
And, that's better. Yeah.
Did they teach them how not to get splinters in their vaginas on the broomsticks?
No. Look at Fairuza Balk's face on the cover. She definitely has a couple splinters in her vag. Ugh. Chick freaks me the fuck out.
I'll wait for her as a
bitch is terrifying, man. I mean, all I can see her is in fucking eating that alligator and goddamn water boy. What a nasty bitch she is.
I've ever since The Craft and something else, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are fans of Firuza Ball.
I'm like 100% in like Flynn. She could make me wear her like a fucking horse feeding bag.
She looks like she's wearing a horse feeding bag most of the time with those big chiclets up front.
She does have a mouth that looks like it could eat an apple through a letterbox. You know what I'm saying?
She's a terrifying chick. She is a very terrifying chick. I'll take bald-ass Robin Tunney in The Craft over her. Bald bitch.
Baldies.
Whenever she was hot. Oh, no, no, no. Not your pedo sleepaway camp baldies.
You've opened the door. You've opened the door, Danny. The door is open. Dark as here now.
We call them baldies.
The cook from sleepaway camp.
The guy from sleepaway camp.
Dark laughs at it, and everyone else is like, ha ha. And Dark's like,
he's like, I love it. I love it.
Totally unsettling.
He loves it. He loves that shit. He loves that creepy shit.
I put one of Tim Curry's songs up in the Facebook group if anybody wants to check it out.
Is this Tim Curry? Is this where he looks? Whoa. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Look
is
at it.
It's like.
Big Daddy Wiz will like the rags.
Here he goes.
Change places with anyone tonight.
Oh, this is wicked as shit. He looks like fucking Booger.
Right?
He does. He looks like Booger right here.
Every human heart will shatter.
Is that a human heart? Holy shit.
What's him?
Oh, uh-oh. He's taking this very seriously.
Rat's spinning it up.
Wait, is he looking at us through a butthole? No, I don't know what that was. A bat cave. It's a bat cave.
Do not mock Tim Curry on this show.
It is. Oh, now there's 4th of July fireworks going off in the background. Okay, this is.
Oh, it's getting ready. It's getting ready.
There it goes. He just jizzed. Oh, he jizzed again. If you can see the look on his face, he's done it 3 or 4 times. Oh, shit.
This is trying to be Labyrinth so fucking hard right now. I love it.
Oh, wait, he's doing those, like, ribbon dancing shit. Wait, is that a hippo? Oh, no, it's a cat. All right.
That's a rat beat. What's that? He's rapping.
Christmas time.
Sing it. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Come on. But on Halloween,
your blood begins to run. Okay, he's got a... Oh, someone has taught him the wrong thing. His representation of a human heart and the sun are so fucking off. What is wrong with this shit?
He is like a lesser David Bowie from Labyrinth, but I can dig it.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
That aired Halloween night, 1986.
Well, so that's pre-Labyrinth then.
Yeah, I think so.
So David Bowie copied him?
Probably.
David Bowie.
You
motherfucker.
But Tim Curry
not magic dance.
But who has the bigger bulge?
Oh well, clearly Bowie.
Yeah, it's Bowie.
If I was to ask who fucked more, Bowie or Tim Curry, it's Bowie.
It's Bowie because he was playing both sides of that field. Of course, he fucked more than Tim Curry.
He was doing everything. Was
Tim Curry was just dressing like the other side of the field.
Yeah,
he was like Deion Sanders.
I was thinking more Dennis Rodman.
But we'll never have a bad word to say against Deion. Tim Curry because he is the eater of worlds and of children.
Oh, it's so terrifying.
Fucking love that.
He's terrifying.
The book and I shat myself when I saw it the first time. Literally soiled my pants. Shit everywhere. It was like a chocolate fondue.
Hey, that's not funny.
It's like flying everywhere.
I think the new Pennywise is gonna be pretty good though. I'm okay.
It looks
with
amazing.
It looks good.
I'm down with it. I can dig it, sucker.
I just love that we're getting the leper. That's all. The leper is what really terrifies me. I mean, yeah, the clown scares me, of course, but the leper. Ugh, I don't know why. That's just.
Hey, do you know what the leper said to the prostitute?
Wop 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 wop, or it falls through the grill, barbecue grill. What's the answer?
Keep the tip.
You can keep the tip.
Okay. And yeah.
I thought this was the spaghetti falls through the grill joke. I couldn't remember which one was which. You're not going to tell that one?
why don't Italians have barbecues?
Why? Why don't they?
Because the spaghetti will fall through the grill.
Ah, there we go. That's what I was waiting for. That's what I was waiting for. Yeah. So,
I literally just can't get Labyrinth out of my head now. We may need to pause this and come back later.
Let's see here.
Time to dance, magic dance.
Okay, well, let's take care of this.
I saw my baby crying hard as me could cry. Jump, magic, jump.
Make him freak.
You remind me of the babe.
What babe?
The power.
What power? Voodoo.
Remind me of the babe.
David Bowie's hair is cooler than this.
I saw my baby crying hard as babe could cry. What could I do? My baby's love had gone and left my baby blue. Nobody knew. Love that song.
You stopped right before you get into the, you know, the dogs and snails and puppy dog tails.
We've done this long enough. We've done this dance long enough that you know that I will sing a song to the point where you're about to get jiggy with it, and then I stop.
It's dirty. That's dirty.
It's called leaving the audience wanting more.
That's true.
It's called just not giving them it. It's also the ethos behind Sting's Patrick sex novel. Right to the edge, but never over.
Tantric podcasting.
Ten Summoners Tales.
Tantric podcast. That's good, Mark. I like that. Where have you been for the last 45 minutes? Because that's the first I've heard of Mark. Where the fuck have you been, dude?
He's been building up.
He's been posting a couple things in the group.
Mark, when you get when people look at the credits of this show, you're going to be like the guy on the couch. It's going to be like the guy on the podcast, Mark Ball. I mean, you haven't. Where have you been? Where have you been, Mark?
God damn it.
Mark,
why don't you start the show, Danny?
Making jokes. I've been here.
Were you making jokes to us or just in your head? Because we can't hear them if it's only going on inside your head.
I was making them into my cat.
Oh, poor, poor baby. Poor baby boy.
Oh, wow. Mm. Eli Roth and AMC are bringing us the History of Horror TV series.
Oh, because I believe him.
Who gives a fuck?
I believe him. He said he knows everything about it.
He knows everything. This year he is giving you the Death Wish remake that you didn't want, going to have with Bruce Willis in it.
Oh, hey, I can't wait.
Russell Calhoun just joined us.
Russell C.
That's a fucking
party. He thinks he's late. We haven't even started the fucking show.
We haven't even started the show, homie.
We've been waiting for you, Russell.
But you've missed some good stuff.
Yeah, but it's okay because I still think we definitely need to post this, anyways. This stuff. Yeah,
you'll have to wait for the director's cut.
Yeah, it has to come out.
A short talk. Just saying.
Yeah, but you know, it doesn't affect any of us, right? We didn't tell any of our stories of sharding our pants. Just Dr.
Dark. That's a good point. Just Docs.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to fire us one way or another anyway, so we might as well.
Yeah, Russell, I shit my pants the other day.
Oh, the other day? I thought this was like a long time ago or something.
No, this was...
not when he was a baby,
this
Mark.
This was Wednesday.
This was Wednesday. No, Thursday. Actually, no, I think it was like 2 hours
today
ago.
And he's
Thursday.
Still not changed.
Yeah, hold on.
This was an hour ago.
Yeah, it was today.
No.
It was like a couple minutes ago.
I had a close call earlier. But
he actually hadn't actually shit his pants yet. He wanted to see how we would all take it, so now he can shit his pants.
It's like two planes colliding, but it's actually Dark shitting his pants.
Dr. Dark and the close calls are opening up for ethnic pubes.
Yeah, for his other band, Ethnic Pubes.
Dr. Dark and the close calls.
Come flicker in the night with
Dr. Fucka Claws. Holy shit.
Oh, this hour, man. That's an hour gone. How is that a fucking hour gone?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, usually we look at the clock.
Intro, but not the one with Lucas on it.
Why am I going to play the intro?
Walter will clean it up, please. Sure.
It won't be official.
Please clean it up, please.
It won't be official until what?
It won't be official unless you
Did you know I can put it on in post production? Yeah, you know how
this won't be an officially sanctioned.
Yeah, it's
by Dark Industries.
Yeah, this isn't an official.
He's not signing our paychecks until he gets the fucking intro.
It's not an official episode, so it's not going to get an intro till the second fucking hour.
It is an official episode. You've started over with number one for the fourth time.
You really think it's only been the fourth time?
The remake, the return.
I was about to say, you really think this has only been the fourth time, motherfucker? We probably have to 800 episodes, and we've restarted every fucking, 2 months we restart the numbers.
In fairness, we've had as many reboots as Spider-Man has, so.
It's true, and we're...
And we had a 73% decline in the second week.
There you go.
What?
I don't know. He's playing box office mogul or some shit over there. I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
It dropped off faster than
Trump's approval rating.
Finish it.
Oh my god! Oh, see, this show is lacked flavors. What's happening?
This
here.
Is funny. When I left Outback in Charlottesville today, and
I drown him out.
This won't mean anything to anyone else.
Drink up AustinRadio.com.
He's gonna drown them all out. Monopoly, everything
y'all did. What it is? It's been done.
You said you wanted music so we could make it official, Dr. Dark. What you wanna
do here? I said I wanted the intro.
I can't hear you. I can't hear what you're saying. He's too loud, dude. Alright, what were you saying, Dr. Dark?
I'm not kidding with you.
What?
That sucking dick makes you deaf.
Hey, Dark. Fuck that bitch. Got your main bitch on my dick, shit. She ain't nothing. You like...
Danny, this song is dope.
Yeah, this shit is
off the chain.
Yes, Mark, it was off the chain in 2013, homeboy.
Still is.
No, see, I just wanted to be like, I kind of wanted to be like the Cinnabon Dave of rap music. Whatever, man. What the fuck ever. I fucking tell you how it is, bitch.
We all know that the Casper Wyoming hip hop set ain't got nothing on Richmond, Virginia.
It ain't got nothing on it, man. Ain't got nothing on that shit. Ain't got nothing on DC. Man, come on. Mark, what do you got? What is Wyoming? Let's find out. I'm gonna find out real quick. Wyoming rap.
Rama.
Bad news. I bought the mission.
I made a promise.
Oh, okay, wait. Who's Y-O? Is this your big guy? Oh, here it is. Here's your big guy. Y-O. Let's see what Y-O sounds like. Uh-oh, this big Wyoming rapper. Let's see her break it down.
Oh, he's got fucking piano.
Oh, my God. Look, there's Mark's house right there. I'm not kidding you. I think that there's a tractor and there's houses, there's a truck, and there's snow everywhere. This is definitely Wyoming.
Is this the chipmunk?
This is Mark rapping, I think.
It's not me.
Oh, this white kid is.
MGK.
He's gay?
MGK.
He thinks he is.
Yeah.
It's magic.
Uh-oh.
He's Magic Johnson.
Oh, he's white rapping. He's got to enunciate everything.
This rap here is going to be really special.
Let's see. All right, so let's see here. What's our DC, Maryland, Virginia? What we got here? See, Mark, we don't just have a rapper here, though. No, we got our own, brand of music.
Brand?
Oh, we invented a brand of music.
We invented country music.
You guys don't know?
We invented country music in Bristol.
DC. DC. We got DC Go-Go. We invented the DC Go-Go. Let's get some... Yeah, come on, Mark. You don't know Go-Go? There's nothing... Uh-oh. Hold on, Mark. This will change your life, homeboy. There's nothing like Go-Go. Hold on, let me get into this shit.
This conversation over there. You're going to be rap at Wyoming.
Stop interrupting the go-go, Mark. Dark used to do some drum stuff, didn't you? Didn't you do some of this, Dark? Weren't you like a huckabuck?
I was the drum major.
So you were a huckabuck, right?
I used to play the drums on Donkey Konga.
Wow. I was actually like, wow, that's pretty impressive, Dark. And then you, I thought you always told us you were like a major at drums.
Yeah,
I was a drum major.
I remember that time that Dark told us that on the 1995 Patti Smith covers album, he played third percussion.
Yeah, that's...
He's like, you'll hear it in the middle of the fourth song at exactly 1 minute 23, a triangle hit happens.
Ting! Oh, God. Oh, man. All right, so
So we're at halftime.
So it's at halftime. It's about time to
start the show.
It's about time to start the show. But first, I think I'm going to go do a couple things to make it.
Leave room again. Awesome. I brought everyone back.
Go do a couple lines.
Yeah, but no one's going to hear all this. This will all be not on the show.
It is definitely going to be on the show.
All right, listen here, shit panner, shithead, whatever the hell you want to be called. I'll kill you, all right? Grandpa. All right, I can control my ass muscles.
Bring everyone together and then just, you know, run on off. And
well, you know what? I'm sorry. What, are we holding you up from watching your new episode of Orange is the New Black? What's the problem?
I'm done with this.
What's the problem, bitch? Is it Saturday night movie night on Lifetime? What is the problem? What are we holding you up from getting to?
I'd rather not say.
Sharding.
I mean,
no,
it's,
I can do that.
Shard porn.
You'd rather not tell us. All right, that's fine. You don't have to tell us.
I've taken Skype on the phone in the bathroom and taken a shit during the show before.
All right, well.
Yeah, we remember.
I don't think I can do that. I don't think I can Skype onto the show and walk outside and smoke my fucking cigarette when none of this is going to be on the fucking show anyways. It doesn't matter.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
It is going to be on the show.
And if you say it again, I'll kill you.
And you really need to slow down with those. I mean, it hasn't even been an hour, and you've already had like three.
You don't tell me what I can and cannot drink, you son of a bitch.
You didn't say you're going to drink. You said you're going to have a cigarette.
Oh. Oh, yeah. A cigarette. Right. I was going to say, yeah, it has been about three or four drinks, but that's none of your goddamn business. Actually... Oops, never mind. Hold on. I'll stop there because I knocked shit over on the table.
It's 60 degrees outside. Just open the fucking window.
Smoke a cigarette right here? All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
When I get in trouble,
raw.
When I get in trouble, it's your goddamn fault. I'm going to be like, it was okay to open the window and smoke in this house.
Yeah, you need to delete that too.
Oh, guess I'm going to have to. Guess I'll have to clean it up, won't I, Darky Dark? We can make real sure that I have to clean it up. I start dropping the whole thing. All right. So maybe the comments about me not doing it will fucking stop, bitch. Look, there goes your echo again because I'm starting to yell in the mic. I'm sorry. I'll calm it down. I swear. I cannot put this window down and smoke. I got to go outside. I cannot do this.
Why?
Because I can't. All right. I can't.
Yes, you can.
I'm not going to do that. That's not a good idea. All right. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. If I get in trouble, I swear to fucking God, your fucking ass.
I'm going to laugh when she's sitting right outside the window on the porch. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
I'll be like, God damn it, he told me I could do this shit.
Just do it again. Names are dropping here, like, Dark.
I just said, like, get down, Mr. Get
I
on down.
I wish I had much better. Yeah, I'm I wish you just left.
Oh, God.
Tell me what's up. What the fuck am I doing?
Oh, God.
I'm going to delete it.
Start the show.
We're about to start. Are you going to let me? Are you going to be serious from now on?
Is still here? Does Smoke leave us?
Nah, he left.
He's singing karaoke and banging somebody's wife right now.
I know, he's such a white trash motherfucker. Piece of shit, I'll kill him.
The only communication I have with Smoke now is like at the ridiculous hour for him and very early in the morning for me, and it usually involves some sort of screenshot of some woman sleeping in his bed or their bed, and he's just sitting on the end of it.
Yeah. And he's not responding.
What he's,
right? He probably
he's
is.
Somebody just rifled through their medicine cabinet and found or something.
Who found a rifle in their medicine cabinet?
That's yeah,
so, what happened with the rifle in the medicine cabinet?
He's a shady character.
Who's a shady character? Smoke?
Yeah.
All right, let's start the show. Let's do it. Let's do it. All right, ready? I'm going to be serious. Yeah. All right, let's act like we never did.
Serious.
So we got to act like we haven't just talked for the last hour.
No, we don't.
We're warmed up. We're all warmed up.
We're going to start. I'm going to be like, hey, welcome
however
back.
You want.
My face and my stomach hurt from laughter.
You better keep it together, bitch. I'm smoking a cigarette inside. You can too. Keep it together.
Okay. Maintain.
All right, we're good to go. Here we go. Welcome, everybody. This is a
Did you pass out? What happened?
The microphone went out. Hold on. Oh, again.
See, this is what he does. He gets all fucked up and he sits there like tensing and kinking the cord on the microphone until he pulls it out or shorts it out or something.
Yeah, real funny since I had to take the top of a Bic pen and scrape off all the white crusties you left all over the mixer from your jizz dick, you nasty fucker.
Dude, I haven't been to your house in like 6 months.
Exactly. The last time we did the show, and it's been drying since then. I mean, it was like a fucking paleontologist over here digging away with my little fucking Minecraft shit. Going to town on it. Hammering and drilling away. There's fucking amber underneath it all. I think that was
Amber's
your butt blood.
The color of my energy. Yeah,
I think that was your butt blood.
No, amber's the color of my energy.
I mean, I would have rather gone with butt blood than 311, but that's fine. That band.
Did you say there was amber underneath it?
Amber's the color of my energy.
Richard Attenborough is going to like find that amber and like scrape it up and then do some genetic research and go say, "Welcome to Dark Park."
Jurassic Park.
That's a very dark park. I would want nothing to do with that park.
Life finds a way.
He's going to put my cum into a frog.
Yeah, he doesn't need to do that, Doc.
Yeah, he's going
to. Do that yourself, goddammit. You're an American. Freedom.
Freedom frog.
All right. I guess frog. We're good. Here we go.
Yep. Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and that's the end of the show, because I don't think we can do it. I don't think we can.
Do you actually have it recording? Do you remember how?
Dude, Dr. Dark, you know it's been recording and we've been live the whole time, right?
Yeah, but once I remember a while back, it would go live, but it wasn't actually recording.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we had
Dr.
that
Dr. Dark
problem.
Was hoping that this was like the end of American Psycho, where Patrick Bateman says this confession has meant nothing.
Meant nothing.
I can't. The only way I can check is to kill the feed.
Yeah, I know.
I'd have to kill the feed, so.
Yeah,
kill
well,
the feed.
No. Let's just keep going. If it didn't record, so be it. A few people got some chuckles.
Chuckles.
All right. So, did we start? We've started, right?
All right. Yes. Hello.
Started.
We've started.
Hey,
hello.
What's up, guys? It's cool to get back on the show.
What's awesome. Intro ever. Hey, guys. I told you guys remember us.
Hey.
We're wholesome, heartily family fun. This is the Midnight Horror Show, and welcome. I am one of your hosts, Duncan McLeish, and I'm joined by the fantastic, fabulous Mark Ball, the man that calls himself Darren Wilson. I have Danny Trioxin with me. Smoke was here, but now he's fucking someone else's wife, apparently. And the always charming Dr. Dark.
Hello.
Leading us in the charge, Mr. Danny Trioxin.
Hello.
Hello. Charge on, Danny.
Well,
good evening.
Okay, so tonight we were supposed to talk about Tannis and some other stuff.
Tannis?
But we're totally
said Tannis.
We're totally not going to.
I hate that bitch. Every fucking episode. Every fucking episode, you guys.
It's called the intro.
Stop, Mark. Stop.
It's called the intro.
Mark. No more talking about it. No more talking about it. We're not. We're just going to do the whole setup. We don't need to record it tonight. We're just going to do the setup.
What? No, this is the show.
This will all go as the show, and we'll just say, hey, this is what we're doing.
This is the dance.
This is like the pre-show. Pre-show.
Like pre-con?
This is the super secret special show for only the people crazy enough to think that we're going to do this.
Yeah, and we'll put it up, and we'll say, hey, next week, or hey, 2 weeks, or whatever it is, we're going to do this. 3 weeks?
On some Saturday.
4 weeks from now?
Day.
One of these Saturdays, we're actually going to talk about the show called Tannis, and we're going to talk about this other short story. It was going to be today. It's going to be today, but it will not be today.
CK Walker does not listen to this show, or she will definitely not ever talk to us.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe we should really do this.
It's too late. You're already
too late now.
Talk about it.
I've already talked about shitting my pants and Brillo pubes.
Damn it.
Well, that's sad.
I'll show you.
I don't want to see it.
Oh, my God.
I'm changing my mind.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, yeah.
Tannis.
No, we're not doing Tannis. We're not goddamn doing it tonight.
What? Yes, we are.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Because, it's not. Let's not do it. Let's wait. We already have this. This can all go up. Who cares? This is fine.
Dave Watson says this is the pre-show. The water's making the frogs gay.
See, we're just gonna do it. It'll just be our pre-show. Nobody even knows what we're doing, so we might as well talk about it. What's the big deal? What's the big deal if we wait one more fucking week? You don't think I'm gonna edit or do any of these things anyways. You don't even think we'll be back in next week. So what the fuck does it matter? All right, this is all like hypothetical,
well,
isn't it?
Biggest, Danny, the Illuminati connected with the Bilderberg Group are using space aliens from Mars using the monolith to connect back into the secret societies here for the lizard reptilian people. The Queen, the Clintons, the Kennedys are all in there. They're all pedophiles, and they're pedophilic vampires, and they're building in, and they're putting chemicals in the water. Let's turn the friggin' frogs gay!
You rolled that off very well. That sounds just like that crazy guy that was what's his name?
And Chester New.
Alex Jones, is that guy?
Tannis.
Yeah, that's Alex Jones is literally my favorite. I now have like an unhealthy diet of Alex Jones every single day. It's yeah.
Well, you know, I was serious, Duncan, when I said you need to start just sending me random Alex Jones voicemails. I'll start putting
that.
Do
that.
Show.
Yeah, if you. Yep. Yep.
Anytime you get the urge and channel Mr.
Like
Jones.
It's like four times a day.
Send
like
it to me.
Like, no one can stand near a water cooler with me anymore at work. Just come across me like that. They're like that. So how's your day going? Did you see that this new contract will want to be like, don't get me started on this contract. I'll tell you right now, the government organization, the elites, the people in charge at the top, they don't know what's happening. 1673, 1842, they don't know. It's coming back again, but we're going to take power. We've got the nukes now.
Jesus Christ.
No one wants to drink beside me. No one wants to speak to me. I now sit at a desk by myself.
And this is all happening on your first week at the...
Tesla
Nova right Corporation.
Yeah.
Everybody's a little concerned that you're talking about Tannis and shit. And
See, there's your first mistake.
Was it your fault that Parzivella shut down?
No one ever talks about Tannis at Tesla Nova Corp because it doesn't exist.
Was it your fault that Parzivella shut down?
I'm gonna Parzivella you.
It's really weird because I listened to Tannis like that whole first season, basically over the last week. But I also listened to The Secret World of Twin Peaks, and both of them have contradicting opinions about what Jack Parsons was actually up to. Both of them have different timelines. I was like, this doesn't add up in either way. So I have to choose which one I believe. And clearly, I believe The Secret World of Twin Peaks because I work for Tesla Nova Corp, and I'm here to say that Tannis does not exist, and we will not discuss it on this show tonight.
We will not.
It would be a breach of protocol to talk about the breach.
We can't talk about any of it because...
it'll make you breach in your pants.
I think before we are supposed to review/rating for selected podcast, I believe that we have not yet had the opening introductions, nor have we had podcast news. Oh. And I'm referring to the itinerary screenshot.
Yeah, what's up?
A couple days ago.
That's why we can't do
Darn's it. My motherfucker.
That's why I can't do it. I tried to tell you, Dark. It's just not
point of order.
We can't. We just so this is a perfect show to, you know, get back into it. Get back into the flow of things. We knew we had to do this, right? I mean, there's no way we could all get back together after 6 months and not bullshit for a while, right?
Yeah.
Right? Dark. Yeah.
When Danny speaks the truth, he speaks the truth.
I see. Don't get so upset, Dr. Dark. This is normal. This is okay. This is totally cool.
I mean, let's be honest. Like, but all I wonder, the discussions that were happening behind the scenes, what did we actually agree to do on this show? Anyone? What did we say we were actually going to do?
I don't know.
on this tonight's particular show or
yeah,
the
well,
show?
Dan, you tell me what we were going to do on this show tonight.
Ah, well, we were going to introduce ourselves again and say what's going on with the podcast.
Yep, and then what we're going to do.
We were going to talk about, well, maybe talk about Tannis first, maybe talk about Mayhem
Tannis?
Mountain.
Did you say Tannis? I thought you said tennis.
I thought you said Tetris.
Please, 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 please pay to our Patreon. It costs so much. So much.
Bomba socks, Doc. Bomba socks.
Our sponsors don't pay for half of this show. We bring it to you for free, but our sponsors don't pay for half of it. So please go to patreon.com/Tannis.
I can't believe we're attacking these shows as we're about to take this whole giant thing of going over them.
I think it's go to
Go to stamps.com. Seriously. I used to have a real job, but now I'm a vampire, and I can only use stamps.com.
You are such a dick.
I think it's genius playing off of the things that you pretend that people doing, but acting like it actually costs that much. Like he's sending people to go rendezvous with Mir Catnip. And,
dude, Mir Catnip would get it.
I've got to give Mir Catnip some more bit for me.
Mm-hmm. Like realistically, Mir Catnip's voice, I'm like that. She get it, but in real life, that how I picture her is not how she looks. She's a computer hacker. Has everyone seen that South Park episode where they play World of Warcraft?
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's all I'm saying is that's what's on the other end with tits.
Oh man, that's
so yeah, sorry to break the dream, but she
ruined
it.
Mir Catnip. Jeez, yep. Yep. Meerkat.
Smoke is still in the group chat if anybody's checked recently.
He says he doesn't know what Tannis is. That's no surprise. And you know, Myron actually wanted to catch up on Tannis because and Dr. Dark, you're pissy, I know, because you said you really wanted to talk about Tannis. But that's what we're trying to give you the opportunity to do. We want to make sure that when we sat down to talk about this, that we've gotten all this out of the way.
Third season.
What listen. We want to get all this out of the way, right? You want to talk about it seriously. Actually, there's a lot of so when we do it, we're going to review, obviously, the podcast. And then
never going to talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to make
you
this.
Still haven't done the opening introductions, man.
Let me see here. Let me do this real quick. Hold on. Okay. Hang up on Dr. Dark. Here we go. Let me get this out real quick while he is now gone. Okay. So the way this is going to work is we're going to review the show. And we're going to talk about it, and we're going to take it season by season. So,
did you kick me from the call, bitch?
Of course I did. So you'll shut the fuck up so I can say what I need to say. And don't make me have to kick you again. Keep your mouth shut. Let me finish this shit. Like I was saying, we're going to take these audio podcasts.
Shut the feed off.
Oh, my God. That's it. I'm taking them out. Listen. All right. So we're going to be reviewing these audio podcasts. So
no, we're not.
Okay, there you go. Okay, there you go. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to take these audio podcasts, these audio dramas, and we're going to review them. And what we're going to do is we're going to review them for the first half of the show, take a quick break, and we're going to talk about these one-and-done stories because there's some really good podcasts out there like No Sleep, Chilling Tales, Tales to Terrify, that just do short fiction narrations. So, you know, they're all great podcasts, but nothing we can talk about in a show setting like that. So we're going to do one and done stories, take some of our favorite stories from there. If you guys have any stories that you really liked from Chilling Tales, Tales to Terrify, or any of these little collections, Mr. Creepy Pasta's Story Time, any of them, let us know, and you know, we'll talk about those in upcoming episodes. But the thing is, we're going to review the big podcasts, and then we'll come back after we do the one and done for the second half of the episode, and we'll actually get into some more spoiler-filled discussion of the actual season that just went down. So if you get interested by the show, you haven't listened to it, you get interested by our review and our take of it in the opening half of the show, stop the show, go off, listen to it, then you can come back and listen to the discussion and, you know, hear what we have to say when we break it all down. Now, some of us have moved on to like seasons 2 and seasons 3 and other seasons like that. So we don't want to expose any of that. We want to take it season by season. If we all agree that we would continue to listen to the show based on the season we've listened to, then at some point down the road, we'll get back, in this case, to Tannis season 2, and we'll talk about Tannis season 2. So next week when we do the show, we will be talking about a podcast called Tannis. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it through TannisPodcast.com. Just look up Tannis, T-A-N-I-S, and Google and you'll find it. If you're a listener to Black Tapes or Rabbits, their other two shows, then you're already familiar with this and maybe you just haven't checked it out. But go check it out. We're going to do the first season and only the first season of Tannis next week. And we're going to do the short story Mayhem Mountain by C.K. Walker. And honestly, this was not chosen in bad taste based on what just happened at Ohio State or in Ohio. Ooh. Yeah, with the
it happened before. It was picked way before.
Yeah, it was picked way before. So we definitely didn't do that on purpose. It's a horrible coincidence that happened. But we're going to talk about the story Mayhem Mountain, and that you can find on Chilling Tales, Tales to Terrify, all those different ones. Just search.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. So just search it that way, and you'll be good to go. All right, so that is what we're going to do. Now I'll see if Dr. Dark probably won't return now because he's probably going to be really upset that I kicked him out.
He hates us.
But, you know, I was able to finally get it out. So what's that saying? I had to get it out. I had to get it out. He wouldn't let me spit it out. He's going to fire us now. He won't even answer the call. God damn it. Anyway, so that's what we're going to do. So go check out Tannis and go check out Mayhem Mountain so we can talk about these things. We'll break it down and we're going to rate the podcast. We'll rate them on story, voice acting. You know,
no, we're not.
Okay, so I really thought he was going to be all right to come back, but he's not. So I'm going to have to.
Did you see Tannis? I thought you said Tannis.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Yeah, so God, I set it all up.
Home in the darkness.
Lord. Right. Every episode.
So there it is. I got it all out. So it's good. No, we're done now.
Well, you know, I'm interested to see you and you, Danny, and Myron telling me how this is like the Dark Tower.
That's what I really can't wait to discuss about this with the corporations, the connectivity between the corporations in both of these stories. It's pretty cool. And a lot of the other things with we'll get into that. That's going to be a good discussion, I think. So if there's
it was going to be a good one tonight.
I'm sure you did, but you decided to show up and sing and pull your dick, and so what could we do? We had to go with what we had, right?
You thought it was going to be good, and you were sorely mistaken.
Yeah, that's just the motto for this show, always.
I was so ready for the show, I shit my pants. Oops, I've crapped my pants.
Yeah, most people don't remember that. That's just the hosts here would remember that, some of the listeners, but the younger people don't know that, dude.
People with the fucking hula hoops and the dungarees and the Volkswagen Beetles.
There's no young people listening to the show.
And there's no young people anymore. People are bold. Look up his grandpa's.
Oops, I crap my pants from SNL.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Dark. We'll be sure to do it with all the enthusiasm you put into telling us that. Sounds like it's a real joy. You make it sound like we should definitely go check it out then. It's just Oops, I Crap My Pants on Google. Guys, gotta look it up. Jesus
Christ. Exactly.
Oh, God. All right, well.
Exactly.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Dr. Dark. We can't have nice things with you around. You know that? We just can't have nice things with Dr. Dark around. He won't allow
it. So, Tannis.
No, we're not. What? No, we're not doing Tannis.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not. No, we're not doing it right now.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
It's not live, goddammit.
I have to find a way to stop this from happening. How can I shut this down? Let's see here.
Kill the feed. Kill the power.
Now, I can't think about Tannis right now anyways. I'm too busy trying to find Skype for my phone so I can go outside. God damn it.
Why do you need to go outside again?
I thought you said Tannis. Fuck me, honestly.
So if you have any suggestions for podcast audio dramas that we should go through, I mean, there's a ton of them out there. I know there's the big ones, like we said, Black Tapes. Limetown we'll throw in, which is going to be a very disappointing.
If you have any suggestions, you may as well keep them to yourself because we won't ever do them.
Well, I was told to listen to Black Tapes Season 1, Archive 81 Season 1 before I was told that it was actually
this one. But you're already prepared now because Archive 81 was going to be the next one coming up.
You're now in the zone, Darren.
Tannis is. I'm grateful. I saw that.
I gotta take a piss and smoke came back. When did that happen?
No one knows. I don't know. I can't remember anyone saying, hey, smoke's back.
I come and go like a karma chameleon.
Yeah.
Come a chameleon.
They coming. Give me time.
I don't need much time to come and go.
Oh no. I did not need to know that.
You've told us that before, you nasty thing.
Things are best left.
So gross.
Come on, Eileen.
You're coming on, Eileen. She isn't like that at all. She prefers if you come in her or away from her. Yeah. Never on her. Mark,
so he would.
Hey, everyone. 98 Rock here. We're having a party down here right now. Everybody's going to come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
Oh, God.
This is the best one.
Oh, God.
You said get out our systems on this show.
That's true.
Yeah. Welcome to the jungle, punk, and take a look around. It's Limp Bizkit fucking up your town and downloading the shockwave for all these in the cave to get your groove on. And maybe I'm the one who flew over the cuckoo's nest. Well, guess who's next? Generation X, Generation Strange. So don't even shine through my window pane.
I have a feeling, though.
I'm a system.
I have a feeling that we're going to need to do these, like, bloodletting episodes every so often. I mean, I feel that in order to us to have a normal show that is informational, we are going to have these from time to time. It's not going to be possible to do that without having these.
The shit show.
I mean, honestly, we just...
A shark show.
Yeah, a shark show. A little shark show. I think we have a shark show.
There you go.
Shark week.
I like the short week in the beginning. See, we can't, all right, so we got to do that too. We're going to intermittently throw these in. We have to. As Dr. Dark would say, that'll be every weekend because you're never going to actually get to it. I can't wait till Dark's kids get older and they're like, Dad, I want to play soccer. Why? You'll suck at it. You're going to never be able to play that sport. Such a mean guy. Ugh. So mean. He's just like, oh, you'll never be able to pull that off. Fucking dick.
Mean.
Such a dick. Motherfucker. What in the hell?
It's a sentence that Doc's never said before.
What?
I mean, even though I say...
Never been able to pull that off.
Even though I say mean things about, you know, not doing a show, not editing a show, not doing a for real show, I mean, the opportunity is there. I haven't cut off the payments.
I didn't realize until he listed them all out how many mean things Dark actually says.
He says a lot. He says a lot of mean things. I do not. I can't. Why can't I figure out how to do this?
Why can't I figure out how to do this?
I can't get on. I can't get in the call.
What?
Because you
are, what?
You can't host the call from two different devices, dumbass.
I've made a different name. I'm trying to join this call with a different name altogether, and that's not working.
You're calling yourself.
We're never going to talk about tennis.
Tennis? I thought you meant tennis.
Oh, yeah.
In fairness, that time I did actually say tennis. So
it sounds
I kind of hope we're going to talk about Wimbledon.
Oh, and that crazy Federer. Serena Williams car accident allegation that was going on.
What?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
No. I was being sarcastic when I said tennis, but now I'm intrigued.
I forget if it was Venus or Serena Williams, but for about a week there was some.
Oh, you can't tell them apart? Two black women? You can't tell them apart?
Don't take that shit, Darren. Don't take that shit from him.
Darren, for shame.
Yeah, for shame. Boo, Darren.
Venice, I thought you said tennis.
Yeah, you're so dumb. So dumb. Mark is an idiot. God damn it. Fucking Mark. You dumbass.
Venice Williams, the great tennis player.
Oh, you're so dumb. Son of a bitch. Holy shit.
Come on, Eileen.
Someone's drugs kicked in.
Uh-huh. 2 hours.
Trying to break the quiet.
You'll never break the quiet, bitch. It's never gonna happen.
You'll never amount to anything. You'll know, I'd be bad at soccer, kid.
I figure I gotta handle it like he handles
Mark's
it.
Mark's having flashbacks.
You old fucking
bring it by from the dark place. Bring it by from the dark place.
No, Dad.
Break the Quiet was my Break the Quiet was my second favorite album by the Ethnic Pubes.
Yeah, it's really, really good. It was up there with the third album, which I really liked, which was called Unnamed Box Left at the Window of a Strange Little Man. Fourth floor of an apartment block in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, shit.
Unfortunately, none of them will ever amount to, come on, Eileen!
I get the feeling that when this podcast finishes, Mark's just going to listen to that and loop. If he isn't already.
I can't. This thing's not letting
me. He's going to listen to it, and he's going to distort it with his theremin wand or something.
Oh,
wait one second. Jacob Kane. Jacob Kane, ladies and gents. Jacob Kane has just found out there's a show going on. He's just called us all bastards.
Oh,
love
my
you, Jacob
God,
Kane.
Kane.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, we...
Oh, good God almighty, it's Kane.
We posted about it.
Fire and brimstone.
We posted good about God it earlier, almighty, dude.
Good God, that man's got a family.
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't one of those old wrestling
wait a minute.
The commentators or something like fighting it out, fuck you, or fighting it out with somebody right now?
Who?
One of the old wrestling commentators is like fighting it out with some guy, or he has a podcast and he's all like, I'm going to kick your fucking
which
ass.
One? The King or JR?
Wait, are you talking about the Jim Cornette
there
thing?
Thank you.
I love Jim Cornette. I can listen to that guy talk shit on everyone.
I can't stand Jim Cornette.
Yeah, but who's he fighting with, Smoke?
Jim Cornette is the greatest shit talker ever.
I think he said he's going to kill Vince Russo or something.
Yeah, and Vince
like
Russo's like, yeah, what a motherfucker. And then like he turns around and he's like, all right, I got to get a protective order on that guy. He
like,
turns right around.
Legitimately, Vince Russo would get his ass handed to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Fucking strange, Vince Russo looks like that ugly kid that used to go to fucking, grunge concerts that dressed unlike everyone else in there and really didn't listen
to that was me, damn
hang
it.
Around because he thought it was cool.
Vince Russo's like, bro, I invented the Attitude Era, bro.
Bro. Yo, bro. Listen here, bro.
I was the one that would wear the polo shirt and khaki pants to the rock concert. Thank you very much.
What?
Everyone boo Dark. Boo.
Boo Dark.
Boo this man.
That's what I
boo
did.
Boo this man.
Until
Daddy, remove this
you,
man.
You went skanking
call.
In your khakis.
I did, and then I tried to get hip, and I bleached my hair, and
you
I bought
hip.
A...
That right there is the issue, because you tried to get hip, and then realized it was 1990 and not 1952.
And then I bleached my hair and I bought a silky shirt with flames coming up it, and
did
a wife.
You think you were in Miami Vice?
And a wife beater that had flames going around the waist at the bottom of it.
Who the fuck are you right now? What is happening here?
Pair of,
Danny, did you know him at this point?
Yeah, he did. You remember when
Danny's
I used to wear that track?
Disgust. He's fuck it. He's talking about the flamed wife beater again. I'm out of here.
I had a pair of orange Paraflight X pants from Structure, and I wore that with the
X pants.
I wore that with the black silky bowling shirt and the flaming wife beater.
What to what?
Did you know him when he was wearing this, Danny?
I don't know what he said. He sounds like he's describing Kid Rock from earlier.
He's
what are you talking about?
Like, he used to wear clothes at gigs, and then all of a sudden he wanted to get hip, so he started wearing fucking silk shirts and wife beaters with flames on them.
You remember that shirt? Oh, my God. He did.
You remember I had those orange X pants, and then I had that black wife beater with the flame, or that black shirt with the flames that buttoned up, and that white wife beater with the flames coming up from the bottom.
No, he definitely did. He's not fucking around right now.
What the hell are X pants? Is that like X Pac?
You don't even want to know.
There's like parachute pants.
Yeah. Basically, they were sort of pants that if you were not down with it, you could suck it.
I mean, it was pretty bad stuff.
Smoke like that one. This is why we should start in between doing our podcast based solely on Creed, which is going to be called With Arms Wide Open. We should do our wrestling only podcast where we talk about Attitude Era Degeneration X.
You could do like a Alex Jones bit where you explained that.
You missed my Alex Jones, dude. I did like a fucking like 5 minute diatribe earlier on when I was Alex Jones. You missed.
We should do like a Alex Jones blaming George Bush for pushing Owen Hart.
He's dead.
And there were a lot of people who were not down with it and put their two tears in the bucket.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like, Owen Hart was one of us. Owen Hart knew he'd already seen past the paradigm. He had already understood what the governments, the elites, the Obamas, the Clintons, the Kennedys, they wanted us to believe that this democracy was actually a democracy, when really what it is an autonomy of crazy shit happening here because there's vampire people, there's vampires and pedophiles, and where they're coming from right now is Mars with the lizard people, and through the lizard people they're using the Illuminati, and they're using the monolith to communicate with the Bilderberg group and the elites of royal family. David Icke had it right. There is nothing but lizard people on this planet. They're putting chemicals in the water that are turning the freaking fox gay. Excuse me, sorry. I could do Alex Jones all day. I love Alex Jones.
I think he was probably actually put up to all this by Jay-Z and Beyonce and the Illuminati.
That's what Jesse Ventura says.
This is a new twist on the conspiracy theory. Tell me more, Dr. Dark. Tell me more.
Oh, yeah. Jay-Z and Beyonce are big in the Illuminati.
Are they?
Yeah, they throw up gang signs and stuff, like Illuminati signs, all the time when they're out in public.
I'm wondering how cool it would be if the Illuminati was just like a rap gang, like West Side, East Side, Illuminati Side.
Illuminati versus the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, Wu-Tang would win every time, because Wu-Tang Clan doesn't fuck with Darren. It's my homies right there.
I just want to know where Lil Wayne fits in. That's all that matters to me.
Danny trying to call in, or what's going on?
God knows what he's doing. I think he's trying to call himself on his cell phone through this Skype call.
What, so he can have a 2 minute
so he can
smoke
go
break?
Outside. Yeah, so he can go outside, which he's probably already done, honestly.
I'll cut your fucking throat, you piece of shit. I've never even left the goddamn room, you motherfucker.
That's how you end a conversation. Danny, he's back.
Tennis. I'll cut your goddamn head off.
I thought you said tennis.
I was born in the darkness.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it right now.
Smokes me and Ben. Ah, I was born in the darkness.
Tennis? I thought you said tennis.
Yeah, that would be brilliant. Hey,
what the fuck is a tennis?
I thought you said tennis.
A tennis? I thought you said tennis, but I already know enough to send you 7 emails and take all your bitcoins from this first conversation.
Don't mock me, catnip. I will fuck you up, Dr. Dark. MK. You would get it.
You can just call me MK.
I will. MK Ultra any day.
So MK reminded me for some reason of MJ.
You better stop before you keep fucking talking about a goddamn show I already said we're gonna talk about next week, you son of a bitch.
you hang up on?
You're goddamn right I did. I'm still regulating this motherfucker. I am regulating, bitch!
Wow.
Student has become the master.
He has. Danny like, cracked. Danny's like leveled up.
Mount up, bitches! It's time to regulate this motherfucker. Regulate. Eat it, Dark. You regulate it. Don't let him talk about this shit on the show. Fuck him. Where's Warren G? You can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel if you know what I mean. Earn your keep. Regulators! Mount up. It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone. Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission.
This is not where I thought it was going.
You did. When you say regulate, the first thing you should think is Warren G.
I always think clutch.
Keep forgetting all the love
anymore. I always keep thinking of dream with the feathers of angels up beneath your head. The regulators swinging pendulum.
I've had to be careful about Clutch. I had to be careful about Clutch because I was told that they were a racist band, and I was like, "What? What? This is news to me."
Who told you Clutch were a racist band? I hope you punched them right in the fucking face.
I did not. They told me they were racist, and I started googling around and saw some mentions here and there of this and that, but I was scared to read it because I didn't want to. I was like, "No, I don't want to fuck Clutch."
Clutch are not a racist band.
Well, what's all that? What's all that shit about then? What happened? Why do people
think
they're racist?
No, Danny, you're ignorant. No.
Why do they think they're racist, then? Why do they think they're racist?
Ignorant. No, no. Eat your Mona.
Why do they think they're racist, then?
Because, like, people are fucking stupid.
And I've said there wasn't, like, any, like, real reason.
Planet, the more I realize I hate people more. Every year that passes, I realize that I despise humanity one extra notch on my fucking hate band.
So then they didn't do anything. They didn't do anything to make people think that they are racist.
No.
Okay. Good.
Fucking like, oh.
Yeah. All right. I was worried because I didn't know anything about any of this. I didn't know Clutch was supposedly racist.
Fucking song. No.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you've got more and more that you're trying to say, though.
Vision of beauty. Said I was struck down by the Lord. How am I not true?
Well, there's got to be something. There's got to be some crazy little internet Snopes falsity going on here, because if you even Google racist band, it goes racist band Clutch is the first thing that comes up when I type it in. So what are they doing to have that happen on Google?
That just means that a lot of people are searching that shit.
But why? I mean, what is this?
Put racist because band and something will come up.
Okay, let me try that again.
Like type
nope,
of
nope, racist news. Band Clutch comes up every time.
It's because you've already searched racist band Clutch. That's why it keeps coming up.
It's in your history.
No way, I did that on my work computer.
Right, I type in racist band, and what I get is racist band names, racist band AIDS, racist band gift, racist band fruit basket.
But see, that's because you've been looking up fruit baskets and AIDS. I mean, that is not my fault.
It's true. It's true. I was trying to send a fruit basket full of AIDS.
Oh,
sounds like
that
you can't
gross.
Book that. That's not.
My first hit is a band called Screwdriver from England.
Screwdriver.
Oh, the hell you say?
Yeah. White nationalist rock band.
What?
So.
What?
Yep, that's Screwdriver.
Screwdriver.
There's a lot of people who are like, I only liked their first album before they became racist. They were probably racist by then.
I've never heard of them. Darren seems like an extension.
I thought you said Clintus.
You said dumb. Stupid. Oh, God.
Yeah, don't go Googling Screwdriver band. You'll end up on a list.
Screwdriver.
Yeah, Clutch have never been. Like, I don't know anyone that thinks Clutch are racist is just fucking shit.
Somebody on a touchtone phone?
Who's dialing the phone? Someone. Oh, we're getting the Waffle Woman. 100?
Waffle Lady.
My log has a message for you.
Oh, yeah?
Looking for my daughter.
It won't let me do it.
It says it has something to do with your heritage.
Mm-hmm. Why won't this work?
Dude. See, when she said that, man, honestly, I got fucking... erect as fuck. I could have fucking broke down walls with my dick.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. It was lucky the missus and I were on separate furniture. We were watching it together. We got to actually finish the episode.
Yeah,
what's
so good.
Are you calling Tannis?
I'm trying to call them right now. The Tannis
hotline. Tannis is a waffle lady.
You meant tennis.
This cabin is 100 feet long? I thought it was only 60 feet long.
No, it's 100 feet long on the inside and 60 on the
outside. Oh, my God, I'm having to stop this before you go any further on this shit.
Legs. It's a chicken-legged cabin.
What the fuck is going on?
They're trying to... I've got to stop this. You're exposing every goddamn part of this fucking motherfucking shit. Goodbye. This is bullshit.